Now we come to one of the most remarkable chapters that's in the Bible. I think it's chapter 14 of Joshua. Caleb is given Hebron. This man, Caleb, is a remarkable man. Personally, I think he's just as remarkable as Joshua is. And I want you to get acquainted with him here in the 14th chapter. Now, will you notice, and I'm reading, "And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe." Now, I have put in the notes on Joshua a map that shows the position of the 12 tribes. We find that Gad and Reuben are on the east bank, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. Then you have, beginning way down in the south, Simeon and Judah and Benjamin and Dan and Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar, Zebulun, Naphtali, Asher, and Dan way up north, all the way from Dan down to Beersheba. The land is divided with the tribes. Now, we're going to have something to say about that later on. But notice now, verse 5 of chapter 14 of Joshua, "As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land." This was the way it was, and we'll see that as we move along. "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." Now, here's a man, friends, who wholly followed the Lord my God. Now, you want a recipe today for long life and a good life? Well, here it is. Here is a man who wholly followed the Lord my God, he says.